Experiencing God's grace, that is God's desire, and that is our focus this week. But it's so important for us to know what the Bible says about the grace of God and experiencing His grace. I don't know about you, but I don't want to miss out on anything that God has for me, and definitely not what He has made available to me freely by His grace. But the thing I want us to focus on today that will help us to experience more of God's grace in our lives is so important. And I believe this is one of the most important things in order to experience God's grace in our lives. And what I want us to talk about today is humility. The Bible says in James 4, verse 6, and He gives grace generously. Aren't you thankful that God gives grace generously and abundantly? But then it goes on to say, as the scriptures say, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So let me ask you today, do you want God to oppose you, or do you want Him to give you grace? Well, hopefully, like me, you want grace. But see, then we need to be humble. We need to have humility. The Bible says God opposes those who are prideful. And pride can be the biggest hindrance when it comes to experiencing the grace of God in our lives. And the problem with pride is it causes us to look to ourselves. It causes us to trust in ourselves instead of trusting in God and His ability and keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus. Humility is agreeing with God and trusting in God and His ability. And the Bible promises that as we live with humility, as we remain humble, God will give us grace. The same truth is communicated in 1 Peter 5, verse 5 to 7, where the Bible says God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time, He will lift you up in honor. Give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you. So we see that the same truth being communicated here. We need to be careful not to get into pride. God opposes the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. See, there's a lot of benefits that come with humility. And one of the greatest benefits that come with humility is we will experience the grace of God. We will experience His ability. We will experience His power as we remain humble and as we trust in Him. And the Bible also says here that one of the things that pride does is it keeps onto cares. It holds onto cares instead of casting them unto the Lord. So if you are holding cares today, if you have cares that you are struggling with, maybe problems, why don't you choose to be humble today and give them to Jesus? The Bible says it's humble to cast our cares unto the Lord. And it ends there by saying, for He cares about you. You know why you can confidently cast your cares unto the Lord today? Because He cares about you. He cares more about you and the things that you care about than you do. But choose to be humble today. Choose to give Him your cares. Choose to trust in Him and His ability. Choose to look to Him and not yourself. And as you do, the Bible promises that you will experience grace. So let's be very careful not to fall into pride. Let's guard against it. And let's say, Lord, help us to be humble. Help us to have humility. Because we desire to experience your grace. You are highly favored and deeply loved.